Israeli generals have been quoted as saying that the current operation really requires several weeks, as long as 8 weeks. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has characterized the aim of the operation as destroying the infrastructure of terror. To get a sense of what that actually means, we've called David Horowitz, who's the editor of the magazine Jerusalem Report. Mr. Horowitz, when the Prime Minister speaks of the infrastructure of terror, what does he have in mind?
Well, what he's really been saying is that Yasser Arafat, who was armed by Israel under the Oslo Accords, tens of thousands of guns were given, took those weapons and armed what the Israeli government calls basically a terrorist entity, far from preventing attacks on Israeli targets as far as the Israeli government is concerned. Yasser Arafat really organized a regime to encourage and orchestrate acts of terrorism, and this unprecedented Israeli military offensive after a string of suicide bombings is really designed to roll matters back and to disarm that terrorist entity.
There is a sense one gets from afar that the Israeli action is also punitive and that it's driven by a sense of we Israelis have felt such horrible pain at the suicide bombings, we're now going to inflict horrible pain.
Yeah, I have
Palestinians.
I have to tell you, that's if that is the sense from afar, then it is a sense that is certainly not felt in Israel. And Israeli officials would say that the results in the field, if they're assessed honestly, would demonstrate that. They have not burst into the Church of the Nativity, where some of the most dangerous people forced their way in and are now hiding out. They have not used heavy air power in the Jenin area, even though, as the Israeli commander has said, the Palestinian gunmen there have no hesitation in using Palestinian civilians as human shields.
Even if the Israeli Defense Force were to take several days or even a couple of weeks to withdraw from where it is now on the West Bank, that would still mean that there was no extension of this current operation into Gaza. How effective can an operation of this sort be, by Israel's terms, if it doesn't take place in Gaza?
Well, the big difference between the West Bank and Gaza is that Gaza is fenced off from Israel and the West Bank is not. The Israeli border between sovereign Israel and the West Bank is a border by name only. There is no fence in most places. It is a porous border. And therefore, as Israelis have learned to their terrible cost, it's the simplest thing in the world for somebody to leave, for example, Jenin refugee camp and make his way, or her way lately, to cities in central Israel is very straightforward.
How do you think Israelis will measure the success of the operation? That is, if there are fewer bombings in Israel, must there be no bombings in Israel? How will they know if this has worked?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that by the relative standards of recent weeks in Israel, the very fact that for 8 or 9 days there has been no suicide bombing inside sovereign Israel means for most Israelis that this operation has been an extraordinary success. Longer term or even medium term, most Israelis do believe that the American pressure will force the army to pull back prematurely. They absolutely expect that the bombings will resume. They believe very strongly that the international community has failed Israel and is acting immorally in not condemning Palestinian terrorism. They think the international community is basically legitimizing suicide bombings. And they do expect that the bombings will resume. I suspect they won't blame their government. I suspect they won't blame their army. I think they will turn a lot of ire on Europe and the Arab world. And although the Americans, I think, are seen by Israelis as the least of the offenders, they believe that America's readiness really to have Israel tolerate terrorism and absorb the bombings while America geared up for whatever it's going to do against Saddam Hussein has kind of set a tone, and that the rest of the international community has effectively moved to legitimize the suicide bombings against them.
David Horowitz, thank you very much for talking with us
today. Thank you.
David Horowitz is the editor of the magazine Jerusalem Report.